Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets posted a broad-based rally with the latest benign consumer price index data easing inflationary concerns. Dow was up 197 points or 0.8% to log its sixth consecutive gain, its longest winning streak since February, and moved back into positive territory for 2018, up 0.1%. Broader S&P 500 was up 0.9%. Utilities and telco stocks are both advancing over 1%. NASDAQ up 0.9%, with Facebook up 1.6% and Apple up 1.4%. Apple scaled a fresh record high a day after announcing a joint credit card launch with Goldman Sachs. Apple's market capitalization at around $934 billion is now more than the entire S&P 600 small capitalization index at $858 billion. Just on small cap stocks, Russell 2000 index rose 0.5%, now trading within 1% of a record high. On the US economic data front, as I said, the CPI rose 0.2% in April after slipping 0.1% in March, did undershoot consensus expectations for a 0.3% increase. The core measure inched 0.1% higher, also below consensus expectations for a 0.2% rise. That left the core annual measure at 2.1%, which is still tracking within the Federal Reserve's target range. Europe's main markets advanced, DAX up 0.6%, CAC up 0.2%. London's FTSE was up 0.5%, aided by a weaker pound sterling after the Bank of England cut its outlook for British inflation and economic growth, just on and left interest rates unchanged 0.5% as expected. Just in stock-specific moves, BT Group tumbled 7.4% after posting weaker-than-expected fiscal fourth quarter numbers, and the telco major also announced they would cut 13,000 managerial and back-office jobs. Also, Royal Bank of Scotland rallied 3.8% after the lender agreed to pay a smaller-than-anticipated $4.9 billion to resolve a long-running investigation into its sale of mortgage-backed securities. Base metals were mixed, copper rallying 1.6% to just shy of $3.14 a pound, zinc added 0.3%, however, aluminium was down 1.3% and nickel down 0.3%. Spot iron ore up 37 cents to $66.83 a metric tonne. Gold futures booked their first gain in four sessions, climbing $9.70 to $1,322.30 an ounce. That rise coming after the US dollar backed away from 4.5-month highs after that tepid inflation report. Benchmark oil prices crept higher to fresh 3.5-year highs as analysts continued to ponder the US's withdrawal from the Iran nuclear accord and their imposition of fresh sanctions. WTI up 22 cents to $71.36 a barrel. Brent up 26 cents to $77.47 a barrel. Also helping crude markets was fresh Middle East tensions, with Israel's military carrying out strikes against Iranian targets in Syria, and also some rebels in Yemen fired a barrage of missiles into Saudi Arabia on Wednesday. Also interesting too was Bank of America lifting its average Brent forecast to $70 a barrel for the year and $75 a barrel for 2019. Did go as far as to say the contract could revisit $100 next year, citing the ongoing collapse of Venezuelan output and risks to Iranian crude exports. US 10-year Treasury yields retreated 3.3 basis points to 2.97% after that inflation data. Treasury Department auctioned $17 billion of 30-year bonds. That's the largest sale on record at a yield of 3.13%. That's the highest yield since March 2017. Volatility index fell for a sixth consecutive session, down 2.4% to 13.09. Aussie dollar rallying back above 75 cents, buying 75.32 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.